Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yo.
Hey, that's right.
Switch it up just for that next time. Yo, man, see in the booth with your boy Messenger.
Right. Hey, Joe, Kent Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Everything is good in the booth. Years later, and we still in the booth. Podcast with the interview. And we got a winning team, about to do the thing. Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada bing.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth.
Always.
See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit.
Always.
Get the kin tank, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bad, gotta get the loot.
Always.
Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit.
Always.
To the rule in the game, looking for recruits.
Always. Let's go.
For joining us in the booth with Kent Jones and Messenger. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
And if you would like to advertise or sponsor the show, hit us up at in the booth pod at gmail.com.
All right.
Okay. And if you want your music on him, hit us up on the email.
Make sure you aren't the first or the second Biggie.
What? Yeah.
Don't be the first or the second. Yeah, be the first you.
Yeah, exactly.
Be the only you.
Yeah, don't plagiarize nobody. Don't take nobody's sway.
Like say, Monica, can't nobody do what you do.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the thing.
That's right.
What are we talking about today?
Today, talking about since we in the generation of pranks.
Oh, Lord.
And them being all over the internet. You know what I'm saying? Every time you pull something up, you're pulling a prank. You ever did pranks? You was a prankster?
No.
I was too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a prankster. But I only prank people I know. Like this generation, they prank anybody. I never did that. Yeah. I think that.
Tell my kids, they never show the pranks that went wrong when somebody end up
fighting,
getting hurt. Or,
yeah.
I done seen a couple.
And they be like, man, look, it's a prank. Yeah. Then they try to laugh it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I done seen people get slapped, punched, all of that.
Really?
Yeah. Playing too much.
Yeah. Especially when people sleep. That one ain't a prank.
And it's the truth about it, too. It's not even for fun. It's for likes.
Yeah.
And
clout. Doing anything for clout.
Clout, yeah. They need numbers.
Doing it for the vine.
That's dangerous, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Facts. It really
is. We finna find out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're talking about viral pranks today. Videos going viral of rapper Mano aggressively bringing a prank to an abrupt stop. So y'all tune in.
Borrow your chain? I can't borrow your chain.
You want to borrow my chain?
Yeah, let me borrow it. Let me put on your chain so I can see how it feel. I want to see how it feel like, you know what I'm saying, to have on the chain.
See, now you just chatting. See, I gave you your time. Now you just chatting.
All right, look, quick question, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, right, how badly, right, do you think I could, like, beat your ass?
No! No, I just told you. It's not just for the video. Don't play with me.
Man, he did not hesitate.
Yeah, that was it. He didn't get the full word out.
Same time,
you can't prank somebody was just to laugh that off.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but like you can't prank everybody. You better know the rules to pranking.
But at the same time, people gotta watch that too if you're a celebrity, because that's set up to get sued. Like He just said something. He didn't put his hands on you or none of that. So like he could sue Mano for real.
Did he sue?
I don't know. That's my first time seeing it. He probably didn't, but he could have. Yeah. He would have won because Mano, that was assault.
That's an assault.
Yeah, that's assault. Hmm. So I understand people prank you and you know, like what's the show with Ashton Kutcher? That was
Punk.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I mean, it's funny and all of that, but at the same time, though.
That was more like.
You dealing with some, like, man, I know Mano, they said Mano is a real thug. Like, so you can't run up on people like that.
And then they in a bad situation because, number one, you're not supposed to put your hands on the person. But number two, if they shun you away, they say you stuck up or this, that, and the third. So you got to give them the interview or whatever they want to do to, you know what I'm saying? But then you do that.
I mean, the walk away is safer. Like
Yeah, but then when you walk away, they, you know, he's stuck up, or, you know, they stand
up. Better than getting sued.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying. But then it's. Then
if it was going left at the beginning, too. Like, dude was like, he was like,
let me wear your chain.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like,
hurry up. Let's come on. I'll give you your moment. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I think the interview had already probably been done because Mano said, I already gave you your time. So he probably already had interviewed him and everything.
And they probably paid him for that interview. That's another thing, too.
Yeah.
They probably paid him. Because I would have thought that when he went left with the chain thing that he was just walked away then.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like, okay, young man, let's
Hurry this along.
But, you know, most of the time people who are short-stemmed, like quick temper, they would have walked away by then. Like, you playing games, bro, you ain't serious. But I felt like they paid him for that interview. Or, you know.
Well, he's a YouTuber. He pranks people. That's what he does.
You know what I'm saying? They paid.
They paid Mano for the interview. Yeah. Had to pay Mano.
You know, and
probably,
and like that's probably why he stayed a little longer than, and you know, trying to tell them, hey man, I know you're a YouTuber, bro. Don't try me. Yeah, because that was like I already told you, bro. Don't do me like you do other people. Just keep it straight up.
But it's crazy because in this case, like I watch Wildin' Out. Mano has been on Wildin' Out, and when he go on, people go on Wildin' Out, like rappers, Nick Cannon will ask them, like. It's only so far we can go, right? And some of the rappers will say, don't talk about my mama. Some of the rappers will say, well, nah, we good. Let's go. Let's talk about anything. And some of them will be like, just don't say nothing to me. So with that, I don't know if it was before or after, but I seen that episode with Mano, and I think I really believe Nick kind of asked him, how far can we go? Like he's asked Fat Joe. I don't remember what Mano said, but I know he's asked Fat Joe. Fat Joe was like, nah, because I'll knock somebody out for real. So it's artists will get on there and tell you how far to go. Like he even asked Blac Chyna, the model, the internet, whatever she is. She was like, well, nah, we good, you know, do whatever. So some people you can play with and some people you can't play with. So,
and the thing is, you don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
That's the thing about it.
But I asked.
Nah.
Oh, you mean just
the internet stuff that's going on? Because we're in this. It's a lot of people who have
pranking. Who are trying to do this.
Yeah, they're doing this. This is a phenomenon, and they do it in Walmart. Mm-hmm. They do it in different places.
Dude, be on the phone talking.
Yeah, see stuff like that. You don't know.
Be throwing stuff at people. Yeah,
throwing stuff up in the air, and like, bro, like. Pranking people you don't know is dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous because you don't know. You know, number one. In the some days you might can take a joke, and some days you can't.
That part.
And you don't know what day it is that they doing the joke. So it's not may not be just the person. It may be the timing of the joke. Yeah. Right now, don't play with me. You know, they about to put me out my apartment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm trying to get the money together. I came over to get some milk for my kid. Yada, yada, yada. And you going to do a prank right now? Bro, it's going to be dangerous.
Because I stopped looking at all like the pranks online because it got to the point where it was like, you know what, bro? I don't want to see you get killed because I done seen people.
And then prank some of them are kind of set up too.
They pistols fall out, and it's like, dudes start running. Though. Like it's a whole lot of prank stuff out there that's not right for real.
Yeah,
like y'all trying to end y'all life for something. Like,
when I was prank, cause we used to prank all the time, but I prank with people we know. Like you couldn't go to sleep around us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you went to sleep,
that's stuff we did.
Yeah, ice. That was it. It was like
put ice on somebody.
Put toothpaste on your hand, and slap your head,
like put a feather on
your ear.
Tie your feet up,
tie your shoes up.
Be around y'all,
but it was always people we know, and you knew. Okay, you could get got too. So it's a game. I think you, as far as pranks, the rule we have is within the game. You know what I'm saying? You ain't pranking nobody you don't know because, yeah.
Have you ever gone too far with a prank that was
Somebody has.
Somebody you know?
No. But if somebody has, I've seen somebody that wasn't in the mood. That's what I'm saying. Not the prankster, but the pranky.
The pranky.
You need to. They have to be in the right mood to be pranked. If they're not, I've seen the same prank happen on the same person with a different result.
I'll call.
Like what? What'd he do?
Hit him. Yeah. Like hit him back. Like I've been, you know, he just went in the mood.
Yeah.
And wake up.
And especially with people, people waking up, a lot of people you can't mess with when they sleep.
That's what I'm saying. We got to be pranks together.
I
got to know you prank too. You done got me. Oh, yeah, I bet I'm going to get you back. Yeah. You know, it's like that. We inside of the ring of pranksters. I don't go outside that ring because, yeah, you can't trust that.
Yeah, I'm on the outside, just so y'all know. Don't prank me.
On a real G. On a real G right now.
Don't do it.
Can you be a person that, like, you don't want nobody to talk about you or Joan on you? Or that?
Nah.
Nobody. No.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Like, and I don't Joan people.
You take jazz, don't you?
And
you take a little jab.
Yeah, she take jab.
She take underhand jab.
Beat me up.
What are you talking about?
Ramona, you take your. The, I know.
Mona, I don't
everything
people?
You do.
No, I don't.
But it's real subtle and quiet.
Oh my
Mona,
God!
I promise you. I noticed
don't.
This.
She will.
You do the weird runs with. It, his is flamboyant, loud.
Hey, yours is wrong word for me, bro.
Not flamboyant. Okay, not flamboyant. Yours is
find something else.
Yours is more loud and obnoxious or whatnot. But hers is she'll do it and be like,
Mona,
like she'll do
but
it.
But I don't Joan like him. I don't.
No, you don't Joan, but
okay.
You take a jab.
You slide. You slide a little jab. You will.
You slap a little jab.
I cannot Joan.
I
heard they used to call you Mona Joan.
All that can rub off on love. How can you rub off on you?
Seven told me you. Used to roast somebody and they started calling you Mona Jonah.
Who said this?
You Jonah on
who
people.
Said this?
No, mind.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you going to catch it. You going to
consider
you gonna
your source.
Yeah.
Yes.
The person in our family that got it the most is Minion, though.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Cam and KK be roasting each other.
They
be like, man, your old man, KK be like, man, if you don't get your SpongeBob book by then,
I would love to see that.
Bro, I'm gonna record it. Because it happens almost every day coming from school.
Yeah, I wanna see that.
I'm gonna record it, bro. Their roasting session makes no sense. But it's so funny.
Kid.
It's hilarious, bro. I'd be up there crying,
he
bro.
Defends is like he's not. He's not going to let nobody push him around. Right. Like, he's real justice.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to let nobody get over on him or nothing. I hear him screaming, not crying, but yelling at back at somebody. Anytime somebody do something wrong to him, from Lovey, all of them, he yelling. He defending himself. Styles is quiet. You know, he always be quiet.
But he Joan, too. Yeah.
He'll say stuff, but Styles is Minion's laugher. Man, they say something about Lovey or me or whoever.
But see, I don't know. I never took that serious. Like, cause we still do the your mama thing. And I mean, to me, it's like, I know you ain't, you don't even know my mama.
Right.
Like, so why would I take that so serious? Like,
yeah, it got to be within the ring.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
just,
the rule.
It's just the people, cause certain people get offended easy.
But don't play. If you that person, then don't play it.
And leave them alone.
Yeah, don't play it.
Leave them alone.
Yes.
But
if they
the
don't want to play, leave them alone.
But the thing that kills me is you'll have people out there who say, well, nah, I don't want Joan on me. But then you do it.
Yeah.
But then if I'm finna come back
in
the ring, then, like, come on
that.
Now.
If you be in the ring.
I don't do that.
Straight
if
point
you be
out.
In the ring.
I don't do that.
If you be in the ring.
Fact. There's no hold bar. That right?
Yeah, it's like a Royal Rumble. If don't jump in the ring.
I always got something to say about me.
Who?
Uh-oh.
Be Joan
look.
You knew that was coming,
bro. Hey, man.
She be beating me up, bro.
I can tell
you.
But
I mean, bro. I don't know. Joan, like, in our family, we coming up. I didn't Joan on my sisters much. It was just friends. You know, like you. I told Mona this. So, George is my god brother.
Not him.
I got a god brother. That joke was 6'6". He's born 2 days in front of me. You act exactly like George. Exactly like George. You just don't preach. But he can sing and he play ball. Y'all act just alike. That's what I like. This is my god brother when I first met you. Wait, this young guy just like George. So, with George, he was the class clown. You talk about Cajon. So I had to defend myself against him all my life. Mm-hmm. Him and his cousin, his name was Rod. Them jokers and their voices was like big like yours, but they were loud. So anything that they say, whether it be it don't even have to be funny.
It's just loud.
Say like, boy, you big pop. Boy, your head so. And, bro, people. So, I had to defend myself with them calling me names and just cracking all our life. So when I went to college, my wife called me a bully, but I wasn't a bully. I was just so used to being ready to defend myself or joining with other people.
But and you were fine people, though.
No. If somebody come at you.
They go to my
room. No. Look, y'all tell me, because this is a bully, you know. This
generation, is, yeah.
So if somebody come at you and say something to you, thinking that they're going to get the laughs that they usually get when they talk about other people, and they're a little popular, but they don't know how your swag is. So they, one dude came up to me, said something, and didn't know, I do this for real.
He got embarrassed.
But I'm not a person that's going to get you that one time.
Yes, so. It never stopped.
So you turned into the bullier.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about that.
Look. Let me tell you a whole lot with Bob Brown.
Wait, let's talk about it.
Jonah said a whole paragraph. You know, I'm going to tell you what she said. No, don't you lie.
Look, if somebody join you, all right, if somebody say something to you and they trying to be funny in front of people, they trying to really embarrass you, to be honest with you, all right, and you come back and you win that round, all right? When you try to offend me, you cannot control what I do back.
Or how long.
Yeah.
So is there a cutoff?
Because you started it.
I mean, of course, in the kingdom, yes, you know.
What is that?
What is that? What you know
subscription to him? First.
Thou shalt not join.
But I'm saying, like, what is the cutoff?
Yes.
Because sometimes people join, and then they get joined back, and then they get offended, want to fight. And like you started it.
Fact.
And people who give it don't take it. So how do you tell people, how do they, you know, like
how do you gauge when to stop?
Like if a girl who's in a group with other girls, they, y'all kind of friends or whatever, y'all friends, and they look at your shoes when you come up. Girl, I don't know if I would have did those shoes, but you know, do you, you know, they trying to.
They roll, shaved, yeah, they like, roasted, like, little slick jab.
You know,
yeah.
What if a girl just comes straight for, well, girl, I wouldn't have did that hairline. Like, you know, I didn't even know that you should have a hairline.
Yeah, where your edges, you know, at?
Why your wig? Yeah,
your edges, you
know,
at.
Your edges,
your,
at, yeah.
Your eyebrows are off. Your forehead. Yeah. You know, your face low. Whatever it is.
Your face, you know, is low.
Don't say she got a big
got
face.
A low face.
But if you,
pull your face up.
If you join a person back who's trying to get you, when do you supposed to tell the person that is old? Like, because for kids that rag each other, they really need to know this, because this stuff ends in fights and really get real violent sometimes.
It's over when I'm done.
Are there degrees of joning? Like you said, what's the thing? Well, look at your shoes, and then you went to your face is low. Is there a degree or level?
Trying to get,
yeah, your jab.
I think you better throw your best punch.
Huh?
Yeah. Like anything.
Don't throw no light jab. You better throw a big punch.
Like,
you
if you coming for me,
throw a haymaker. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You throw your best punch.
You better bring a laugh with you.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna jab back. Yeah, I'm throwing hooks and uppercuts.
And I think that's what the issue is. People feel like it should be equal.
I'm telling you,
that's what they think.
If you got somebody that is on your wavelength with humor,
you can do that.
Like
yeah.
He and me, like if he say something about somebody, it's like I gotta get in. Not because of the person. It's like because
both of y'all are stupid. Like, that's why.
No,
first one.
Bro, this is true.
The first one.
But you always jump in.
But he's always the first one.
Not always.
Bruh. Yes. 90% of the time, you're the first one.
Not always.
I'll jump in
but
with you.
But
like
most
double
of
Dutch.
The times, it's. Yeah. So do you, in this bullying culture,
will you allow somebody to prank you in Walmart?
No.
Not if they don't know me.
No.
So they can't do this stuff.
I'm about to make an example of you.
Not if they don't know me.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not if they don't know me. But
yeah, you better come and say something first and let's just fake it.
We'll fake
it. I'll do that with you, but nah, you're not gonna that stuff they be doing now.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because honestly, I done seen pranks. They come with the dudes, come whispering another dude ear, like, see, stuff like that. You trying to get knocked out. Like, when they on the escalator and the lady touched the man.
Sometimes it it is pre-planned.
Some of them are pre-planned.
But, definitely. But in this culture, how does the person who they came for at first supposed to respond? Like, do I suppose
ain't
to?
No rules. They're talking about the pranky. Right. Yeah. Not the prankster, but the pranky.
Not even a prank. Just somebody just said something to you slip. And you...
Are there rules for your...
We're trying to avoid fights.
Is this for somebody you know? It's different for somebody you know versus you don't know.
Sometimes it is somebody you know. Most of the time, the fights be happening with people that you know.
But I mean, sometimes
okay,
you
well,
just...
Okay, that's different than somebody you don't know. Because like I said, these pranks happen with people. What's going on today is people that they don't know. This is not what we did.
I think you got to gauge. You have to gauge it
because we didn't have cameras to make a viral moment.
Right.
Yeah, this was a prank between me and you. I got you. You get me back. So ain't no cameras. We're not doing it for likes and viral. They're doing this for likes and viral, which means it's a whole different dynamic and a whole different set of rules now.
So I think you just have to gauge it. Like I said, me and Kaz are talking with your mama, but. I mean, I don't care. Like, even if I'm mad,
I can't say that to somebody else.
Yeah,
like,
I can't go to that. Because
unless you jump in.
Yeah, unless you jump in. That was the rule. Yeah. If you jump in, then it's on and popping. Yeah. So I don't even know how it started with me. I think Bravo and Steve
and Gary.
Most likely Stacks.
Yeah, Bravo and Gary.
But and I jumped in, and it was like, okay, well, I'm used to this. We do this. I roast. Like, let go. So, but if it's another person, like you have to gauge if they started. Then it's like, okay, well, yeah, I'm finna go in on you. You started it.
Sometimes, though, but people feel like I'm in for just tonight.
Okay, well, then.
And it's an unwritten rule that when you see them the next time, they be like, okay, you know I just left your mama. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, wait. No. Like, yeah, you still in it forever.
Okay, so.
And that's what Mona be like. We supposed to let it go.
Just tit for tat, and it's over. Yeah. You go for years.
It's not typical.
And I'm not even exaggerating. It's literally years.
I'm like the dog you don't feed. You know, I'm never leaving.
I feel like that your invitation is the invitation. And now I'm showing up to the party.
Because it's like
you open
the
door.
But the party's going to end eventually, right?
I mean, it will. Really. But for the sake of this conversation, we was asking about, because you said to prevent fights. So I'm going to say that. Like, because I know Jeremiah and them John too, the taco head boy or whatever they be calling each other. So, but I tell him, I told him one day, like about horse playing, because that kind of falls in the line with horse playing, joning and roasting. So, and I tell Jeremiah all the time, like, look, bro, stop. Like, sometimes you can't go in and just be wanting to play all the time. And there was an instance where I think they were playing and somebody tore the other little boy chain off his neck. And Jeremiah got involved, like he was, they said that he did it, but the other boy said he didn't do it. So to me, it's like, I tell Jeremiah, look, bro, you have to gauge what you're doing. Watch what you're doing. Don't always be so ready to play all the time just because this dude or this girl might want to play all the time. You got to know when to stop. But if you don't know when to stop, then you're going to keep going. But I kind of tell them to back up a little.
The dangerous thing about this is that everybody's rules are different.
Yeah, yep. Everybody's
and
different.
And nobody knows.
There's no cookie cutter. Like, when you get into pranking and roasting, everybody rules different. And so that's why it's a dangerous territory. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Because if you say the wrong thing, like, you can
to the wrong person.
Yeah, to the wrong person. And it's just funny. Ha, 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 ha. And they really got offended. Like,
yeah,
he don't know my mama dead. Or you know what I'm saying?
You don't know. Yeah.
It's as much as I did. I know now that it's dangerous territory.
What was dangerous? What'd you do?
Roast people. Like I all the time. Like on the bus at the track meet, bro. The whole hour back we roasting. We split the bus up on teams. Like we on this side of the bus. We on the, it was this side of the bus. Roast that side of the beach.
Each other that's into it though.
Yeah.
Like it's not like nobody that wasn't into it that y'all
I think you'll know if somebody's not into it because it's like, okay, after you maybe crack that first or second joke and they ain't laughed or made no emotion and you might want to
like
stop.
I got on dude that, that, that you know
Columbine.
I kept going at something until it got a reaction. And then I knew, oh, because, you know, he probably, I went at him for, you know, being held back.
Oh, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Personal.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, but I went.
Oh my God.
This was back then. So I went, but he was going back and forth with me. So I was like, you know, we went back and forth until, you know, I just kept.
And then he got quiet.
Then he got quiet and it was like, okay, you done. You bowed out. But when I hit him with that.
Yeah, boy, you 19 and in the ninth grade.
Boy, you got a scholarship to summer school, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just kept hitting him with him. I just kept hitting him until he just. Yeah, like, you got to know when to stop, man. It's dangerous territory. Pranks.
You know when to stop.
All that.
Yes. Now, I don't join people no more right now.
I'm saying back then, did you know when to stop?
I didn't know when to stop.
That's what I'm saying.
I know when to stop right now. But I mean,
well, now ain't nowhere near like But even now, they be light. I don't throw haymakers like that no more. Like, I don't, you know, I never somebody got kicked back or something like that. I wouldn't do that now. But in high school, yeah. See time hoppers, you gon' see
the
fruit.
Could you can't take, gotta pull it from the roots. The thoughts and views. Find
another way to preach, we don't need a suit. General in the game, looking for recruits. Let's go. You now locked in with Captain Jones and Messenger on In The Booth Podcast. Every time she walked up, I was like.
And so here we at. So we that song, but that girl that was dark skin, when she come to my room, she be like, Mongolia, land of the apes and bulls.
Goodbye, y'all.
Like, we used to do stuff like that. Like, just the people walk in.
This is terrible. We got songs for you. Oh, my God.